says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hey, welcome to the show. You're listening to the Trump Phenomenon here on a Monday, February 20th, 2017. The program is live. It always is. And you're welcome to join us. I think I see George in Maryland with me here in the control room. Good evening, George.
Hi, James. Happy Monday night.
Same to you. And Paul Fromm may join us in a bit. And we hope to be joined by you out there in the audience at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Probably a number of accumulated rain checks out there. Any of you that are holding those, please cash them in tonight at 800-313-9443. Well, another good day in the travel of the Trump train. Donald Trump had a great rally in Melbourne on the weekend, on Saturday, and the good news just keeps coming. And the story on the other side is that the left continues in its self-destruction. There are various ways right now that the left is imploding, but the desperation of their tactics is getting noticed by the American people. And for instance, their latest tactic, I mean, this is so bizarre. We've never seen anything like this in our political lifetimes. People on the left are thinking they can use the 25th Amendment, which was initiated after the assassination of John F. Kennedy, to provide a replacement for the president in the situation where the president is incapacitated. They're actually contemplating using this against Donald Trump in the most bizarre, outlandish, ludicrous scheme, with congressmen like Ted Lieu of California getting on TV saying, now get this, he thinks that the man that we overwhelmingly elected to be our president and is mentally ill, mentally unfit to be president, and the 25th Amendment should take him out. This is, you have to ask what Ted Lieu is smoking and what the whole Democratic Party and the left is smoking. The American public is witnessing their meltdown, their mental disintegration. So their violent tactics, boomerang. Mentally ill tactics, boomerang. Obstructionist tactics, boomerang. It's all boomeranging on the left. And I see Paul coming in here. Paul, are you? Is your signal good?
Yes.
Okay. Well, It looks like you're stably into the program here, and thank you for joining us.
Well, James, he was stably in, but I think he'll be back.
Yeah.
I agree with you, James. It's a combination of desperation and hysteria. Hysterical definitely describes the other side right now. Absolutely hysterical.
Well, the here's a little something that came on television today, and this is gratifying. Rand Paul talking about this, the craziness of the left and their hysterical, desperate tactics. Let's listen for a minute to Rand Paul, and I like what I'm hearing from Rand Paul. Some real appreciation of the Trump presidency.
Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky. Senator Paul, thank you for joining us. And I want to start with what the president said, a fine-tuned machine over this first month. Is that what you're seeing?
Well, you know, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And from where I sit, we've done a lot of good things. You know, we repealed regulations for the first time in 20 years using the Congressional Review Act. Three regulations that were going to cost the economy hundreds of millions of dollars and tens of thousands of jobs. That is big progress. We're on schedule to repeal Obamacare. Big progress. His cabinet picks, from a conservative point of view, have exceeded my expectations. I think Scott Pruitt's going to be great at EPA. I think we're really going to do some conservative things. Supreme Court justice, somebody I could have picked. So I'm actually very, very pleased with where we are.
Now, part of the kind of chaos theory stems from...
Let's pause right there. Isn't that beautiful, George?
Well, I don't want to ruin the thunder too much, but Rand Paul had some interesting things to say about John McCain, and I thought that was a magnificent discussion for America to digest, suggesting that McCain is our most hysterical warmonger.
Yes, and that's later in this. Yes?
I just want to say hats off to the RBN Rolling Stories. They got some great stuff in there today. Lots about Rand Paul and the great story of the insider in Homeland Security who's showing, there's more to the General Flynn thing than meets the eye, and that there's a big old pedophile scandal with lots and lots of senators involved, and the CIA could go down. So, good stuff.
Yes, and what we just heard from Rand Paul, and folks, this was an important missing piece, and I think Paul Fromm is joining us now with a good signal. Paul, how's the sound now?
Yeah, I think we're far better.
Okay, beautiful. And hats off to the genius engineers at Republic Broadcasting there in Austin, Texas, who make all of this electronic magic work. The Ron Paul and Rand Paul were at loggerheads with Donald Trump during the primary and during the general election. And this was a big disappointment, because Ron Paul really did launch what was the precursor to the Trump revolution. The huge movement that Ron Paul launched, and that probably most of us in this radio audience participated in, mobilized millions of patriots. It mobilized us around very good causes. Missed on immigration. That's an important one. That's the one that Donald Trump took home. But and then the Ron Paul fell out with Donald Trump, and just it started off badly early in the primaries, and that's just unfortunate and unnecessary. We need the Ron Paul revolution to fold itself in, to work itself in to the Donald Trump revolution. We need all those energies synchronized. And this interview by Rand Paul is a big step in that direction. You heard him say that he was very pleased with the regulations that have been repealed for the first time in 20 years. Bingo. Obamacare well on its way to being repealed. And that's from Dr. Rand Paul. And of course, his dad, Dr. Ron Paul, OBGYN in the latter case, and ophthalmological surgeon Rand Paul in the former, very, very authoritative. When doctors say that Obamacare sucks, that carries extra weight with me. And then he said his the nominations, the cabinet appointments, and departmental appointments by Donald Trump, Rand Paul said, far exceeded his expectations. Nice. And then he went on to specify Scott Pruitt as head of the EPA. Ooh, very nice. And then he went on to say that Neil Gorsuch could have been nominated by Rand Paul himself. So that, you know, that's a very glowing endorsement, George and Paul.
Yes, that is.
And I think this goes a long way toward healing. You know, all of us who are in the Ron Paul revolution, we pay attention to Ron and to Rand. And when Rand goes on national television, as he did right there on ABC today, we're watching. And that brings, when we can tell that Rand Paul is feeling the love for Donald Trump, this is very important. And then George, very good. Rand Paul singles out John McCain as being, he said, is very, very good that he is not in charge of this country, because Rand Paul is recognizing the guy's a madman.
That was a major event, an internet event. I guess he was on, he was on ABC. I saw some of it, but his ringing anti-endorsement of John McCain, that thing is reverberating through political space mucho big time.
Yes, and consider, folks, Rand Paul, United States Senator from Kentucky, John McCain, United States Senator, too many times, from Arizona. So this is a breach in the collegiality informal rules of the Senate. It's so bad, Rand Paul is saying, I have to step, and of course Rand Paul is by nature a very polite man, I have to step out and tell you folks, John McCain is a loose cannon.
Yeah.
And a warmonger. He holds Barry Goldwater's seat, a poor man turning over in his grave.
And notice by implication what Rand Paul is saying. What he implies, that when he states that John McCain is a warmonger, what's he saying about Donald Trump? He's saying, this is a peace candidate. This is a peace president. That's really, really important. Let's listen just a little bit more. This is music to my ears.
The president's words, what he said. I want to play something he said last night at his rally.
You look at what's happening last night in Sweden. Sweden. Who would believe this? Sweden. They took in large numbers. They're having problems like they never thought possible.
Now, that was in a riff where he was talking about terror attacks. So we scrubbed the record, scrubbed news reports out of Sweden. Do you have any idea what he was talking about?
Now, let's pause that right there, folks. Again, showing the desperation of the left. Donald Trump, at that talk in Melbourne, he was talking about the meltdown in Europe because of the immigration invasion there. And he used the example of Sweden. What he was referencing, I may be able to go to this audio for you as well. Tucker Carlson, the night before, did a piece on Sweden and the discussion of, you know, the no-go zones in Sweden. Donald Trump saw that. So he was referencing what he saw about Sweden and the meltdown due to the insane immigration policies in Sweden. That's all that was going on there. The media guys are making this I don't know what you'd call it. Well, there wasn't a terror attack in Sweden last night. Well, Donald Trump didn't say there was. He said, look at what happened in Sweden last night. Okay? So these guys know what Trump's referring to. They saw Tucker Carlson too. But it's sort of gotcha. You used a wrong conjugation of a verb. You used, George Washington had two teeth. He had one tooth. You know, this is ridiculous. Gotcha on nothing. So anyway, Rand Paul calls him on it. Fox News corrected this. But here, let's go back to it. Let's just listen for another moment here. Actually, let's go a little further because that's going to be a little bit wordy. Now, by the way, Rand Paul was on for 15 minutes. So let's jump right to the middle of it. We don't have 15 minutes. Let's get lucky and see where we land in the middle here. That's a long interview. Here it comes. I'm hoping here it comes.
You watch cable news, it's so dominated by opinion. And we are more polarized, and some of that comes from the people and some of that comes from the media. But I would say that I don't see in his criticism somehow, people think that the separation of powers means that the president can't criticize the judiciary. No, it has nothing to do with that. That's more a sort of political sensibilities, but has nothing to do with the Constitution or separation of powers. We don't like it. We may say it sort of treads on things, but the separation of powers is about legislative powers. It isn't about discussion or words. So I would separate, once again, words from actual real legislative action. If someone tries to put some press, I'll be the first one standing up for the right of press, left and right, to continue saying and being part of the discussion and forwarding the discussion.
What would you make of McCain's statement that we're creeping towards a situation where people are potentially supportive of dictatorship in this country? Is that over the top, or is there a concern?
I think Senator McCain's perspective is colored by his disagreements with President Trump on foreign policy. If I were to look at foreign policy, I would say John McCain's been wrong on just about everything over the last four decades. He advocated for the Iraq War, which I think destabilized the Middle East. If you look at the map, there's probably at least six different countries where John McCain has advocated for having U.S. boots on the ground. John McCain's complaint is we're either not at war somewhere, or if we're at war, we leave too soon. So we're not there soon enough, and he wants us to stay forever wherever we send troops. So that's a foreign policy that is at odds with.
Oh, let me just pause it right there. I'll go back to it. That's such a takedown, Paul, of John McCain.
Oh, wow.
His complaint is either we're not at war with someone, or if we are, we left too soon.
James, I like that. To me, that brings the Paul family back into the fold.
Yes, really, it does.
There wasn't much for me with Rand or Ron coming up until yesterday.
Yeah.
I guess Rand Paul decided, for my $300,000 a year, maybe I ought to do something. And he told us the truth about John McCain.
Yeah. No, this was beautifully, and it was typical Paul. There's a reason that we were so admiring of Ron Paul and Rand Paul. It was merited. These are great men, and they, a great achievement. Coming from a very different sort of slant than the populist slant of Donald Trump. And I think, unfortunately, there was just a little bit of a short circuit there communication-wise that Donald Trump guilty for part of it, the Pauls guilty for part of it, little things. There was the debate where Donald Trump, he said, Rand Paul shouldn't even be up here on this stage because his numbers are so low, and they were. Rand Paul's numbers were really low at 1 or 2%. But then Donald Trump added sort of like a little extra twist to it, commenting on Rand Paul's hairdo.
It was a dirty primary, and the right guy won, thank goodness.
And, of course, there was connection back there, too. That was about the same time that Donald Trump commented on war hero John McCain. And, Donald Trump is so bold. When he adds, who's the hero? The guy who gets shot down, or the guy who doesn't get shot down? Ooh, ouch. A little break, folks, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. What I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be. What I love is someone bright enough to see.
That's you out there in the audience. One of them, Tim in Wyoming, waiting patiently to get on the air. I want to just go back to the importance of this Rand Paul interview and add a few words from it. I think Rand Paul, he's our poster boy tonight. And in 2 minutes, Rand Paul really tears up the left, McCain, the neocons. You're going to hear this in a moment. Rand Paul addresses the neocons, and we're going to, he does all of this in the course of 2 minutes and 16 seconds, the whole thing. It's worth repeating again. I'm with you, George. Welcome back to the fold, Ron and Rand Paul. And, you know, like father, like son, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. The two men are clearly a team. Let's go back to the beginning of this, and I'm going to play the full 2 minutes and 16 seconds, and this really helps Donald Trump. Donald Trump needed this. He needed the Pauls. He needs them in his fight. We need them in our fight. And remember, the Campaign for Liberty, how many members did the Campaign for Liberty have at its peak? 600,000 paid members in the Campaign for Liberty. That's the size, folks, of the America First Committee back in 1941.
And you and I were one of those paid members. Well,
yes.
Two of
them. Yep.
And I still get my, I guess it's a quarterly from the campaign.
Yes. So let us, I've got many, many stories to tell about the Campaign for Liberty, Ron Paul, Rand Paul, Bill Johnson, and the relationship between all of us and all of them. Here he is again, 2 minutes and 16 memorable seconds.
Warren Paulos.
Oh, and by the way, listen here. I don't know the name of this host. Maybe one of the listeners will recognize this ABC host. He's some smart aleck, one of their typical smart alecks. If anybody recognizes the name, please call in. Watch him try to do a snake-like fake news setup of Rand Paul. Very slippery on his feet. And watch Rand Paul slap him down.
See, if I were to look at foreign policy, I would say John McCain's been wrong on just about everything over the last four decades. He advocated for the Iraq War, which I think destabilized the Middle East. If you look at the map, there's probably at least six different countries where John McCain has advocated for having U.S. boots on the ground. John McCain's complaint is we're either not at war somewhere, or if we're at war, we leave too soon. So we're not there soon enough, and he wants us to stay forever wherever we send troops. So that's a foreign policy that is at odds with President Trump.
Bingo.
And also the idea of engagement, the idea of foreign policy realism, I think fits more neatly with President Trump and with John McCain, the neoconservative label of let's make the world safe for democracy and we're going to topple every regime hasn't worked. I mean, our intervention to destabilize the Assad regime has made the chaos worse in Syria. And if you were to get rid of Assad today, I would actually worry about the 2 million Christians that are protected by Assad. So I think it's more a foreign policy debate. And Trump and McCain are on opposite sides of that debate. And I tend to sympathize more with the president that we need a change. We don't need to continue to have a regime change throughout the world, nation building. It's expensive, and we don't have enough money to rebuild our own country if we're rebuilding everyone else's countries.
But just to clarify, McCain said specifically.
Now here's the setup. All that, folks, is bingo, bingo, bango, bongo. Now watch this slimy host. Try to get – this is a trick they use. You'll recognize this rhetorical trick, Paul. He's trying to get – to undermine what Rand Paul just said by shifting the subject and getting Rand Paul to agree to something else on another topic. Watch him do this, folks. It's amazing. These people are professional liars. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. night.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would.
Thank you, Merle. Let's go back to another great American here, Rand Paul. And I'm really proud of what he did. And I just looked it up. The ABC idiot that he's, professional liar that he's interviewing with, is Jonathan Karl, K-A-R-L, Jonathan Karl. Now listen to this. Watch Jonathan Karl. Earlier on, Rand Paul had made some sort of a pro forma statement about, I support a free press. And Jonathan Karl was going on this slant right now, this attack by the left, that somehow Donald Trump is antagonistic to a free press. When he calls they're reporting fake news. This is somehow an effort to suppress the press's freedom, of course, which is all, that's all absolute BS. And Rand Paul's not buying that. But Rand Paul did make a pro forma statement, you know, I support free press, the free press, and so on, of course. And, you know, motherhood, apple pie, all right. So Jonathan Carl tries to get Rand Paul off of his point that John McCain is an absolute threat to our nation's security and that Donald Trump is actually doing a great job. So Jonathan Carl tries to roll Rand back on the free press point. Now listen, watch Rand bounce Jonathan Carl off the floor here, off the mat. Here it goes.
Specifically, as dictators get started by limiting freedom of the press. I imagine you agree with that.
There it is right there. I imagine you agree with that. You know this trick, don't you, Paul?
Yeah.
You know, and what he's trying to get is just Rand to go, yeah, and then he's going to switch. But watch, Rand doesn't take the bait. And then he doubles down, like Trump, he doubles down on Jonathan Carl.
Well, the thing is I don't agree with his analysis and applying that to the president. Okay. I haven't seen any legislation coming forward that wants to limit the press. I see President Trump expressing his opinion rather forceful in his own, his own distinct way. But I see no evidence that anybody's putting forward any kind of legislation to limit the press.
Okay.
So I think people, this is colored by John McCain's disagreement with President Trump. It all is. Everything that he says about the president is colored by his own personal dispute he's got running with President Trump. And it should be taken with a grain of salt because John McCain's the guy that's advocated for war everywhere. He would bankrupt the nation. And actually, we're very lucky John McCain's not in charge because I think we'd be in perpetual war.
He's
Jonathan Carl, you goofed, buddy.
Yeah.
So, no, he was trying to, do damage on Trump. And in fact, and he was surprised. He was really shocked. Rand Paul stepping up to the plate, supporting Donald Trump, clobbering John McCain. This was a very important moment on ABC TV, folks, in the last 24 hours. And I am immensely proud of Rand Paul. Let's go to our audience here. And we've got Tim in Wyoming, Andy in Texas, and Gaither in Oklahoma. So let us start with Tim. You're on the air, Tim.
Hey, James. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Thanks. What's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind, first off, I didn't know about this. I didn't know about Rand Paul having spoken with ABC, but I wish that he'd used the term Songbird McCain, because so many people know him for that particular act of his when he was a POW, that he was was also an enemy collaborator with the North Vietnamese. So for him to say that anybody who's in the office of the presidency in our country today is somebody who shouldn't be there, he has nothing to say about that. He has nothing to say about it. He should never run.
Yes, that's very good. But what I like that Rand Paul, I mean, he nails McCain. Whatever McCain's past may be, Rand nails his present, which is, that's the man we're dealing with, the man here now. And Rand Paul, to knock down a senior senator as Rand just did, and Rand's a first-term senator, he's a new guy on the block, for him to knock down a senior senator like that, that is a bold Trumpian move. Well, go ahead, continue with your thought.
Well, you're right on that. It's the fact that his wisdom for his age is greater than John McCain's wisdom ever was, probably. So that's probably a truth right there. But anyway, I wanted to also mention that as far as our immigration issue, in fact, you have a couple callers waiting on the line who had called into the National Intel Report, and I'm just going to mention this real quick. They mentioned. They were talking about immigration. Orlean Curla was on the National Intel Report. I don't know who the host was, but he sounded pretty good. He actually sounded like he was in Santa Rosa. He was in California talking about our immigration issues. And I wanted to say ahead of time that we're if we stay behind our current president, hopefully our president and after this term as well, if we stick behind Donald Trump, President Trump, we probably will have a stronger country than we've ever had. And I'm not, and I don't mean that in the sense that we'll lord it over everyone else. We'll be the strongest country. We'll be the actual beacon of freedom that we were once. And that's all I have to say. So thanks a lot for taking my call, James. I appreciate it.
Beautiful, Tim. Thank you. Let's go to our next caller, Andy, in the great state of Texas.
Hi, James. How are you, sir?
Good. Thank you. And address yourself to me, Paul, or
and
George.
And welcome to the rest of the gentlemen sitting there. We haven't heard much from them. But the one thing I wanted to say is, A, Rand Paul made me very proud this weekend. I watched those interviews. He did a fantastic job. And you know what? I've also heard some interviews with Ron Paul, and he's coming around to Trump, too. He doesn't endorse him entirely, but he's coming around to him. He likes some of the policies that he's doing. They're not too hip on the Goldman Sachs appointments and whatnot, but you know what? The thing I called about was to let all the listeners know, and I wish everybody in the United States could hear what I'm about to say, but I know you've got an audience, not quite 320 million people, but and I bet you wish you did. But
we're getting
there. You're working on it.
One listener at a time, Andy. Go ahead.
Exactly. But here we go. Here we go. I want people to realize that, I've listened to, I do nothing but the news all day long. I work. I got headphones in. I'm listening to the news all day long. And I've been hearing people dissent from Donald Trump left and right. And I'm thinking to myself, good God, this guy's only been in power here. He's only been in the office for 30 days, just a hair over 30 days. And you guys are already dissenting from this guy. Give this guy, at the very least, give him the first 100 days. And, I mean, this guy's done more before he was elected than most presidents do the entire time they're elected. And he's done several things since he's been elected that any president's done. This is a fantastic moment in the American history. And I can't wait. I can't wait for my grandkids to read their history books later on in life here and find out, hopefully they write the truth about him, and find out that this guy was a George Washington type person. Look, and you know, you just got to go back to 1987 on Oprah Winfrey, and this guy was asked by Oprah Winfrey, he's like, well, hey, do you ever think of it, you know, you're a young millionaire or billionaire, whatever, And do you ever give any thought about being the president of the United States? And he's like, no, I never really thought about that at all. And then he says, well, you know, however, if I see my country in trouble, I may make the run. And then she looks at him and says, do you think you'll win? And he goes, I don't do anything to lose. I mean, in itself says everything. And he did that more than once. It wasn't just Oprah Winfrey. But that's the one that stands out. So we've
Andy,
got a wonderful...
Let me give you just a little tiny story. I've told it before, so I may be repeating myself for some of you. But back in 2011, American Freedom Party, the sponsor of this show, Chairman Bill Johnson and I were at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Washington, D.C. at the Omni Hotel, the Omni Shoreham. And... we were there to listen to a guy we were really eager to hear, Rand Paul. Bill Johnson had hosted earlier, he had hosted Ron Paul's VIP dinner in Southern California, $2,000 a plate, at Bill Johnson's home. That's how tied into the Ron Paul campaign Bill Johnson was. So we were really eager to hear his son, Rand, and... we were waiting in our seats there, and out walks the surprise speaker, Donald Trump, announcing he's going to run for president. This is back in 2011. Now, that he didn't go through with it. He didn't carry on or continue. But, boy, as you say, there were earlier hints as to what Donald Trump might do. And interestingly enough, that intersection there, Rand Paul, I don't think Rand Paul knew that Donald Trump was going to be the surprise speaker just ahead of him. So very interesting moment back there in 2011, Andy. But go ahead now and complete your thought. I'm sorry.
Well, let's go back to Ronald Reagan. I understand that Donald Trump and Ronald Reagan had a little conversation, and Ronald Reagan told him you should run for president. Am I mistaken? Okay.
I don't know about that one. That sounds very plausible. There's a picture of Ronald Reagan shaking young Donald Trump's hand. Yes.
Well, I mean, what we got here is a godsend, and I truly believe that, because how did he show up at the right time when we needed him? Now, granted, he may not be able to fix everything, but he's at least got us on the right path to get going to the right direction, and hopefully we're smart enough and people have woken up enough to not elect these draconian people that have been throwing our jobs away, getting rid of everything that makes America America. Hopefully he is the beginning of that. But, I mean, with all these snowflakes running around paid by George Soros and stuff, we're going to have a really hard time convincing them. But I think after a good year and a half of Donald Trump, these snowflakes are going to melt.
And, Andy, you're going to be able to bounce your grandchildren on your knee and say, Sonny, you and your sister, I was there helping Rand and Donald Trump. I have the same thought. I want to be able to say I was doing. But where were you, Daddy, when all this was happening? I want to be able to say I helped out. This is so beautiful. We are all helping out, Andy. Thank you. It's thank fantastic. You so much down there.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, and by the way, Andy, my co-host here, Paul Fromm, is a real Texan. He knows Texas really well.
Does he know Lubbock?
I've never been there, but I know where it is, and it's the hometown of Buddy Holly.
Absolutely, and Mac Davis, I believe, too, huh?
Yes.
when I used to...
We got an avenue called Buddy Holly.
Yes, well, Paul is, Paul has really been big in Texas politics and Texas patriot activism. He's operated all over the world, Paul has, but... certainly, boy, down in Texas, they know the name Paul Fromm.
Well, big kudos to Paul, and you guys, hey, just thank God we are in a blessed world right now, and hopefully we can keep it going before Satan takes it back over.
Thank you, Andy.
Have a good night.
Another piece of good news here, folks. One of our very favorite people, one that we saw at that 2011 CPAC, Laura Ingraham. And the only time I've met Laura Ingraham was in 2007 in Ames, Iowa, at the Republican straw poll. I was there on a mission from Bill Johnson, believe it or not, to help college kids get tickets, $20 tickets, to vote in this straw poll in at Ames, Iowa, at Iowa State University. And the woman who introduced Ron Paul was Laura Ingraham. And she is Laura Ingraham, who is a firecracker. She's right up there with Ann Coulter. Those two women, Ann Coulter and Laura Ingraham, boy. She is said that she is very much contemplating running for the Senate seat of Tim Kaine of Virginia. Ooh-wee. I think this would be in 2018, a Senate run from Laura Ingraham. Wow, would this help? Talk about helping Donald Trump here. That's a theme, I guess, tonight. And the other thought on Laura Ingraham is that she might be slated for an important position in the Trump administration. So either way, what a brilliant woman. I can't decide who's more brilliant, Laura Ingraham or Ann Coulter.
And wow, what a humiliation if she is able to get rid of Hillary's... would be vice president. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think she would just take Tim Kaine apart, because Tim Kaine's not up to handling Laura Ingraham.
You know, he managed to be both unimpressive and nasty. I don't think running for vice president actually has helped him any.
Yeah, what a forgettable guy. I love that. Yeah. What did you say? Nasty
And unimpressive.
Yeah, he managed both. well, let's go not too far from Lubbock. Let's go to Gaither in Oklahoma.
Hey, I'll just give you guys the Oklahoma Trump update here in southern Oklahoma. Well, we have today the weather's perfect here. It's beautiful. It's 80 degrees, and it was a beautiful day. And the neighborhood young kids are out running around, and so they got the young girls running around. They're barely nothings on, and I've known them all since they were little bitty wobbly leg kids. And they come up to me and working on the truck, and they're talking about their issues. And I go, "Well, what do you think about the rioting, you know, and Trump?" And they go, "Oh, we hate Trump." And I go, "Oh, are you going to a break?"
Well, yes, we are, and we'll hold you over. Stay tuned, folks.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning in. We've only got seconds left in the show. And thank you, there in Oklahoma for calling in. We're out of time here, so I'll give you a rain check for any remaining thoughts you had. And I think we're out of. We got Alan in South Carolina. Alan, I'm going to give you a rain check too, so that we can just wrap up here with Paul Fromm. I've been talking too much. We haven't had a chance to mention Paul Fromm's upcoming book on the crisis in South Africa for white folks there. And I want to keep Paul. I want to get Karen back. Have you been in touch with Karen at all, Paul?
Not for a couple months.
Well, folks, this is a woman who really engineered some great guests for us. She really shaped this show more than a year ago. I want to get that network of people back on the air and start previewing your book and some of the contributors, Paul. You might organize this in any way you want, Paul, but some of your chapter writers, if they want to go on the air to promote what they're talking about in their chapters or in their work, we can go back so that we can. This can become a premier show highlighting the plight of our kinsmen in South Africa. And, of course, I imagine that there have been some, I mean, there's probably been some developments that are really need updating in South Africa since we last went into depth here on this show.
Yes. Maybe sometime later this week we can devote a bit of time on the show, and I'll try to have more of an update and report.
And what you can do also, Paul, is if you want to just relay the information from some of your South African reporters, you can do that. But really, take the ball and run with it, because I really would like to bring our audience up to date on what's going on in South Africa. And of course, now what's changed. You know, it's so obvious it escapes us. Donald Trump is now the president. Back when we were reporting South Africa before, Donald Trump wasn't even a glimmer of a hope.
Yeah.
We had Obama, Mr. ANC himself, Mr. Friend of, every African dictator who's ever come down the pike. And now, my gosh, we've got a real chance with Donald Trump. And, Zuma, Donald Trump is no friend of dictator Zuma. So this is going to get very interesting when we get an ambassador in South Africa who will, be somebody like Rand Paul.
Yeah, wouldn't it be good to have somebody who could read the Riot Act to this incredibly ignorant communist Zuma? He speaks through the thought.
Yeah, if we had our communist Obama dealing with the South African communist Zuma, thank goodness it's all changed. We'll see you all again tomorrow night. Thank you, George. Be with us tomorrow night, folks.
Or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.